the blood supply to the brain is very important because, as we mentioned earlier, the brain is a very high maintenance organ. It requires a lot of oxygen and it requires a lot of glucose, in the a carbohydrate in the form of glucose, to use for energy. The brain is not able to store oxygen. It is also not able to store food. So you don't find fat, for example, in the brain. You don't find stored carbohydrates in the brain. So these things need to be brought to the brain 24/7 by the bloodstream. And this is one of the reasons that the brain is so delicate, in terms of any kind of disruption of blood supply to the brain can lead to very quick damage to the brain. Some of the blood vessels that are going to supply the brain are the internal carotid arteries and the vertebral arteries. These are arteries that are going to be bringing blood, bringing highly oxygenated blood to the brain. The jugular veins, which are very large, are going to drain the blood back from the brain toward the heart. And I want to point out that sometimes when a person has a head injury, for example, if the head injury damages blood vessels around the brain itself, it can cause bleeding into the dura mater. And this, again, can put pressure on the brain, can lead to brain damage. Cardiovascular disease can cause serious problems. They can interfere with normal circulation. And the which part of the brain will be affected by this depends on which particular vessels are affected by the cardiovascular disease, and also by the degree of blockage. A cardiovascular accident, there's another word for this, it's called a stroke. This is when there is a rupture of blood vessel in the brain and bleeding occurs. Neurons that are derived of oxygen, because their blood supply has been cut off temporarily, these neurons in the brain can die within 1 minute of being deprived of oxygen. So very important to be aware of that in terms of treating stroke and so on.